So the Oregon Ducks.
Did you know, I have a fun fact for you about their win last night. They are now the most winningest program in Big Ten history. They have a perfect winning percentage in the Big Ten. No other team can say, well, USC can say that as well. But the Ducks are undefeated in Big Ten play in their history. And of course, it's only right that they kick off their Big Ten new Big Ten home, playing Big Ten stalwart
juggernaut
UCLA, right? I will say that seeing some of these matchups to start the year in conference play, it has been just throwing me off. Where, like, I think it was last week, Stanford and Syracuse played, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of a weird matchup. I'm like, oh, that's a conference game. Last night, Stanford versus Clemson. Oh, that's a conference game. Like, some of these matchups, seeing them on paper. Was it Utah-Arizona last night?
Yeah.
Conference game.
Conference game,
baby.
In a different conference. So, I mean, it is, now that it's actually happening, it definitely is a weird one. I think, was it next week, College Game Day is going to Berkeley, I believe, for Miami at Cal, which is a conference game. I'd have to check if it's either at Berkeley or they're going to Coral Gables. But yeah, Miami-Cal, conference game. So, while last night is a conference game, it is not a Pac-12 conference game, Ducks versus UCLA. But the Ducks, besides one little snafu at the end of the first half, where if Tez Johnson just keeps his footing, then the final score and the first half go much, much different. But the Ducks with a very impressive dominating victory over the UCLA Bruins.
Oh, it wasn't close to start. Actually, it was only close to start. So, I mean, like, Ducks get an early touch, not early touchdown, but...
Hey, guys, it was tied at one point.
Yeah, Ducks get an early touchdown.
0-0 when we kicked off.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, that's they look kind of slow for the rest of the quarter. And then second quarter, they find their mojo and they pick it up. And that's really where the game was over. You know, by the time they got to the second. And these are the kind of victories I think Duck fans want to see. Right? May start a little slow, but you have a burst in the second quarter just before halftime, and you go into the half feeling confident. You know, there are some of these games so far this season to where they may have been up going into the half, but, like, you just don't feel good about where this team is. And for being real, this was kind of a – we can call this a bit of a – I mean, they've already had one. I guess we can call the Oregon State game the same thing, but kind of a tune-up game for them. You know, if they have a big game this week, and then obviously they go into the Friday night game and you're feeling good about that. Like, I think now all of a sudden we're seeing a team, at least for me, I'm looking specifically at the offensive line and the defensive line. I'm not so much concerned with your skill positions. I'm not so concerned with Dylan Gabriel and how he's going to perform. His ball, when he throws, it looks a little weird at times, you know, but he makes it happen, and he's pretty accurate. So I have to give it to him in that regard. You have a stud group of receivers, running backs. I'm not concerned about the offense outside of the offensive line. And yesterday they did their thing. And so if they can continue to grow and play the way they've been playing, the Ducks are a formidable, formidable team in this new Big 10 or Big 18 or whatever we're calling it now.
Yeah. Again, it was a very weird, like, second half, because it definitely got the vibes of, like, dude, let's just get the F out of here. Like, we're clearly going to win this game, so let's just run the ball, run the clock, get this over with, get the hell out of here, and get back home with a W. But that first half, it was just clean. It was – the offense was on point. The defense, I think Jordan mentioned this basically in the first segment, the only touchdown that was given up to UCLA was that pick six. They held the UCLA offense to just 6 points in the last night's game. The defensive line and Bryce Betcher, I mean, he has just been amazing since week one. The secondary really didn't get tested at all last night. Mm-hmm. And the D-line made sure of that. I mean, this is probably – I would say their best win of the season. The Oregon State game was great, but they definitely turned it on a little bit later to separate themselves. The third quarter, fourth quarter, a little weird, a little clunky, just because, again, I think it was more so like, let's just get the hell out of here.
Yeah,
all right,
no
let's
mistakes
just,
at the end of the game.
One thing that And I want to say that it was Jeff Schwartz. He tweeted this out. This is 11 drives taking out kneel downs, end of game, end of first half. 11 drives since the new offensive line started the Beaver game. Touchdown, 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 field goal. Touchdown, 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 field goal, touchdown, touchdown.
Yeah.
That is the Oregon offense since they readjusted their offensive line, put Poncho at center, moved some things around, and it's been a completely different team as far as the offensive side of the ball over the last two games.
Well, and to start the game, it looked like Oregon kind of had scripted out more of a dink and dunk style, kind of saying, hey, you know what, this is what we know we can get from UCLA. We're just going to chunk it down the field. They put together a beautiful, what, 5.5-minute drive, I think, and you kind of thought that, all right, Oregon set the tone for the whole game from there. But I think there was a little bit of a herky-jerky feel at the end of the first half going into the second half, too, for Oregon. I felt like I don't think they should have scored 70, but I felt like they should have scored more points even beyond that interception for a pick six at the end of the first half by Dylan Gabriel. So, like, I liked Oregon's performance, but at the same time, this kind of now, after the final scores read, it's like, is this more of like a prove it game again? Because they ran over Oregon State. They beat the hell out of them, and a lot of people expected them to do the same to UCLA, and they just didn't. And really quickly, shame on UCLA. Shame on Deshaun Foster for punting it with 7 minutes to go, down three scores. Go for it on fourth down, you wussies. I can't stand it when you're down by so much in football and then you punt the ball away. You're conceding the loss. Try. I mean, attempt.
Well, when you're down three touchdowns.
8 minutes to go.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things. And I feel you and what you were saying. And it feels like in the second half, they went more conservative. Obviously, like Joe was kind of saying, man, let's just get out of here with the W. And that's kind of the offense we had been used to seeing from this Ducks team most of the year so far. It's just a really conservative, don't make any mistakes. Let's just try to run. Let's just try to get out of this sticky situation. And I think that's what they did, which in my book was kind of smart. And I don't know. I mean, maybe it's the... You know, it's the memories that we have of the old Ducks team and really running up the score and scoring, you know, 60-something, 70-something points a game. But you lose by three touchdowns. That's a pretty significant win. You know, that's a significant loss, you know, depending on which side of the ball you're on. And pretty much UCLA got their ass kicked at the very beginning of the game. They couldn't produce any offense in the second half of the game. And they lost by 21 points. Like, they got their ass kicked. And so, no, it wasn't 56 points. And, you know, the points that we're used to seeing, the Mariota-led, you know, Ducks, or even the Vernon Adams-led Ducks, you know, taking this team to, like, these crazy point totals. But at this point, I just want to see Oregon dominate games. And the first half was pretty dominant. Like, mind you, the one mistake made by Dylan Gabriel gave up a pick six, but outside of that, you know, they don't give that up. UCLA scored 6 points in this game.
Yeah, I mean, what I want to see, and we've seen it the last couple of games and going forward, is just offensive and defensive dominating the line of scrimmage, being the better team at the point of attack right there on offense and defense. And defense, the defensive line has been showing that the last couple of weeks. I mean, I am just getting more and more impressed by that specific unit as the weeks go by. I mean, Derek Harmon, Jordan Birch, like those two alone, they're absolute studs. So as long as defensive line is going to create a lot of problems for teams, and it's going to help out the rest of the defense, coverage sacks,
absolutely,
where quarterbacks are running around trying to make a play happen, make a bad play, make a bad throw, gets tipped, ends up in a DB's hands. Bryce Betcher ends up with a pick like he does last night. Again, just can't mention him enough just because of how great he has been this season for the Ducks. But the offensive line, I mean, as we start getting into the rest of this Big Ten schedule and start playing better teams, that's where it's going to have to show out. I mean, Michigan State, we'll see with next week. It's a little bit better of a team than UCLA. But again, don't want to look at, and this is the tough part, is I feel like the Ducks, Duck fans, not so much the team, but this area has just been licking their chops and waiting for that October 12th game. And is just waiting for that matchup. And now that we're almost there, is that they can't look past Friday night.
No.
You're going to have Jonathan Smith coming in, who has a win against the Ducks on his record. And again, this Michigan State team, a lot to be desired. They're in the middle to lower pack of the
Those
Big
Ten. Those are the
Ten.
Ones that get you.
But on a Friday night at Autzen, you're back at home. Michigan State's got to travel on the short week. You should be able to handle business. It should be another tune-up game. You should be able to win this by 3 touchdowns at least again before you end up welcoming in Ohio State for one of, if not the biggest games at Autzen in its history.
But Michigan State has played spoiler to Oregon in Autzen before.
I'd have to say Oregon beat Michigan State at Oregon. I remember that. I remember they had the back-to-back series like almost about 10 years ago. I hear Jordan tapping away.
Oh,
on
I'm
keyboard.
Trying to get there.
Yeah, Michigan State, I remember the series that they had in 2013, 2014 because I was down at U of O and I wanted to get tickets to that Michigan State game at Oregon, and I was pissed because I was at a wedding. And I couldn't get.
They better still be
couldn't
together.
Get to the student login in time to get a ticket. But Oregon, I remember because as far as a late interception goes, they were wearing the all yellow tops, yellow bottoms, black helmet, and they ended up sealing that win late. The next year, though, at Michigan State,
that is when Rashad is talking about Oregon did lose to Michigan State.
Okay, it was at Michigan State.
31-28. Vernon Adams was the quarterback for Oregon. He threw 2 interceptions that day. And I'm trying to see. Yeah, Royce Freeman ran for a tutty, but let's see.
Was that the Connor Cook Michigan State team?
That was the Connor Cook Michigan State team.
That name in a stretch.
Yeah. yeah, Oregon had a chance at the end to either tie it or take the lead because they were down by 10 and then scored a touchdown with about 3 minutes to go. Forced a punt by Michigan State, got the ball back with about a minute, and they turned it over on downs without an opportunity to score, even though they had one. So, sucks. They couldn't get it done.
Yeah, but this will be the first time Michigan State is back at Autzen since that game that they won. I want to say, yeah, that was the 2013 season, I believe. 2013 or 2014.
Yeah, 2014. It was a home and away, whatever, back-to-back year, yeah.
So, Jonathan Smith, wearing green, coming back to Oregon, playing the Ducks one more time. Aiden Childs playing the Ducks one more time, starting quarterback for Michigan State, former Oregon State Beaver. I haven't seen a line for this game yet. I'm going to actually jump on old Vegas Insider real quick
Let's
to see
go,
if I can get
baby.
Something pulled up. Because, yeah, I haven't seen. I mean, my guess is that Oregon probably opens this game as like a 20.5-point favorite, is my guess.
Even after that, like, I mean, they were 24 over UCLA, did not cover that spread. I wonder if Vegas is going to shrink their spreads a little bit. A little shrinkage going on down in Eugene.
Boy, I am, I mean, I don't know if this gets bet down, but it is opening at 26.5.
That's too much.
Oregon, a 26.5-point favorite against Michigan State.
I just lost so much cash on Oregon covering the spread last night, and yet they still turn around 6 days later to say, oh, yeah, they're going to win by 26.5.
And
the
under hit last night in last night's game as well. Over-under numbers set at 52.5 in the Oregon-Michigan State game.